have a short message from God's Word. Romans chapter 1, verse 20 and 21, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." We live in a day in which we are seeing over and over that our nation is forgetting God. Our nation is forgetting God. And we can go back to the Pilgrims, we can go back to George Washington proclaiming the first Thanksgiving as a nation. We can go back to Abraham Lincoln proclaiming Thanksgiving, a day of Thanksgiving during the Civil War. We can think back to 1941, in which Thanksgiving was made a national holiday. There are times that our nation has remembered God. I remember not too long ago, I think it was during the Gulf War, that all over America, there were banners, even in the U.S. post office, "Pray for our troops. Pray for our troops." It was not long after 9/11. It was right after 9/11 that our president, wherever he went, and I talked to some people who met President Bush after 9/11 and met him, and he said, "Pray for me. Pray for me." I remember about right after that, City of Madison had been working on an ordinance to ban the Pledge of Allegiance. It was very untimely, even in that most liberal and godless city. It was the wrong time to proclaim that we ought to forget God. But it is so easy for us to forget God and His blessings. And and we live in a society that we are seeing the results of a nation that is forgetting God. And realizing that we just have a few minutes, I thought I would just mention a couple things in which we have, as a nation, forgotten God. I was thinking of the fact that we have forgotten that God has a law, and God has a law of morality. It was in Leviticus 19. It was in Leviticus 19 that the Lord said to the people of Israel that concerning the situation there in the land. Oops, I think I got the wrong chapter here. Yes, chapter 18 exactly. He says, verse 24, it says, "Defile not yourselves in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you, and the land is defiled. Therefore do I visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land of the earth itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. That the land spew not you out also when you defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore shall ye keep mine ordinance, that ye commit not any of these abominable customs which were committed before you, that ye defile not yourselves therein. I am the Lord your God. Our land has forgotten that God has a law, that God is a moral God, and that our land, the earth itself, is bound by a moral law. I wonder if what God is doing in the land of Germany, the land of the Reformation. I wonder what God is doing in England, the land of revival. For those nations are, Merkel, the prime minister of, chancellor of Germany, says that by the year 2050, Germany will be an Islamic nation. Wonder if God has his own way of casting out the peoples of a land because they have defiled it with immorality. Our nation has forgotten that God has a morality and God has a law. Our land has forgotten that God is the creator. It is interesting and sad to say that our land has almost banned the thought that God is the creator. to the extent that even one of our best kids took a Bible to East Troy school last week or 2 weeks ago and was told that he could not take a Bible with him to school. And yet the Bible says in Colossians 1, verse 16, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. So easy to forget that God is the one who created us. It's so easy to forget that God has a purpose for our life. It is so easy to forget. Verse 17, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. You know, our every breath comes from God. Our every breath comes from God. All that you see that lives, that is so wonderful to behold, the Bible says, by him all things consist. We see the stars and we see the order of our universe. And we marvel at the order of our universe. And yet we know it is that God, it is who holds everything together by his power. By him all things, by him all things consist or are held together or exist. You know, it's so easy for us to forget God's blessing. We have those two warnings in Deuteronomy 31 that when the nation of Israel would get fat, that they would forget God, that they would forget where everything came from. Deuteronomy 31:20, for when I shall have brought thee into the land which I swear unto their fathers, that floweth with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat, then they will turn unto other gods and serve them and provoke me and break my covenant. What a sad thing is that so easy for us to forget God's blessings on our life, the spiritual blessings, the physical blessings, the blessings of liberty, the blessings of freedom. We live in a land that has forgotten God. And we also live in a land in which it is easy for us to forget God. It is easy for us to forget God in our comfort. Of course, in a few weeks, we'll be celebrating the most important event that has ever taken place in the history of the world. We'll be celebrating the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. That God became flesh to deliver man from his sin. The Bible says, as Pastor John mentioned, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. You know, it is amazing you think about it, how sad it is that already there used to be a time that people celebrated Christmas, and it started, you know, after Thanksgiving, you would have, you know, Christmas things in the store. Well, they've already been there for a long time. Now we're going to lose Thanksgiving because the stores are open on Thanksgiving. And materialism is replacing the God of the Bible. But the Bible says, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. And in the midst of this materialism, this comfort, this world of things, this world of sin, this world of immorality, this world of scoffing at God and banning God, let's remember that when God says that his gift was unspeakable, that it is so great that words could never express how great it is. And let us, of course, focus today on the amazing gift of the Lord Jesus Christ and his mercy that he would save us through the Lord Jesus Christ and our sins could be forgiven and that we could know God. Let us remember that forever in heaven, we will hear such words as Revelation 7:12, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. May this great day be a reminder of all that we have thanks for and all of that is centered around the Lord Jesus Christ and his salvation that he has given us, redeeming us as a lost people and made us his own. Let's pray. Father, thank you today for the great privilege it is to give thanks to you. Our breath, Lord, our health, our salvation, the blessings, the heritage that we have, the godly friends, the influence, the leading of your precious Holy Spirit to higher ground. You're working in our lives. The truth of your word your faithfulness to us, even in our unfaithfulness. And Lord, help us in the midst of a people that has forgotten God. Lord, renew our understanding, renew our resolve to be a thankful people every day. And Lord, may we repeat the very sense of thanksgiving every day as we take new breath and as the sun rises and as we look to you. And Lord, we pray that today we thank you for a renewing in our church. And we would pray that between now and next year, that this auditorium, that there would be a great host of people who have been saved and giving thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.